All right. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Monica McDearman at the Virginia Bankers Association. I appreciate you all being on the call this morning to learn more about our internship program. Just to let you know, I am going to record this call so that anybody at your bank that missed it, you know, they can listen in at a later date if they are interested in learning more. I am going to ask for a quick roll call, if you don't mind just saying your name and what bank you're from, just so I can have a list of who was on the call this morning.
All right, this is Amy Everett.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. It's Jennifer with Oatsview.
Morning.
John
good morning, Monica Eckerd, Pendleton Community Bank.
And Monica, your last name was Eckerd, and I didn't get the bank name.
That's okay. Pendleton Community Bank.
Pendleton. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is John Brough from Chainbridge Bank.
And Ty Schwerbeer from Chainbridge Bank.
Good morning.
This is Ashley Coleman from VCC Bank.
I'm Tracy Cordell with New People's Bank.
Wonderful.
And this is Megan from Skyline.
Good morning, Megan.
Morning.
Okay. Anybody I missed?
Yes, Guy Brewer from Chainbridge Bank.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. So I've got Amy from Bank of Southside Virginia, I've got Jennifer at Oakview, I've got Monica at Pendleton Community Bank, I've got a number of folks from Chainbridge Bank, I've got Ashley from VCC, I've got Tracy with New Peoples, Megan at Skyline, and Guy also at Chainbridge. So, did I miss anybody on the call?
This is Justin Kimmel with Essex Bank.
Good morning.
Morning.
Wonderful. Well, I really appreciate you all being on here this morning. I am going to ask if you don't mind muting your lines just so we don't get any feedback or any background noise just while I'm going over a couple things this morning. I do want to recognize Amy Everett and Megan Darmanin from Amy is with Bank of Southside Virginia and Megan is with Skyline National Bank. They're going to be my kind of guest speakers on the call this morning. Both of these wonderful ladies have been with us in this program since the beginning and just do a really great job at their bank with their interns. So I'm going to be asking for them to chime in a bit during the call and just kind of provide their thoughts about, you know, what they've experienced with their interns in the past and how our program kind of supplements what they were already doing with interns at their bank. So we will definitely hear from them in a little bit. I wanted to just start by kind of letting you know what we're going to discuss on the call. I'm going to kind of, you know, first talk about where this program came from, our overall goals with the program. I'll kind of go through the VBA roles with the program and then also what the bank is responsible for. We'll talk about the certificate of completion that all interns are eligible to receive if they meet a certain set of requirements. We're going to talk about a couple of those requirements in depth, including our capstone project and presentation. I'll also talk about some of the on-site training opportunities that are provided through this program. And by on-site, I mean here at the VBA that we organize for the entire group of interns statewide. And then, like I said, I'll have Amy and Megan kind of chime in throughout the conversation. But please, you know, I'll pause for questions. So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me. And like I said at the beginning, I am going to record this call so that other folks at your bank can listen in. Or if you want to, you know, listen into different parts after we get off just for more clarity, it will be available on our website after the call. So I'm going to get started and just kind of go through where this program came from and talk about just some overall goals that we have. So with our strategic planning process a couple of years ago, we really wanted to focus on developing that pipeline of talent from college to the industry, and how do we make banking a really viable career choice for these young professionals that are getting out of school and trying to figure out, you know, what career path they want to take. We were hearing from a lot of our banks that, you know, they host interns, but they were just looking for a little bit more structure as far as what they provided to those students during their internship experience. And so we thought, as the association, we could kind of help fill that need of providing that structure. So we began developing this program in the fall of 2016. We actually started with a member survey and surveyed our CEOs. Had a really good response rate from that survey with a lot of very mixed feedback, and were able to kind of pick and choose some banks that we thought would make a really great focus group. So we had a focus group that met in the fall of 2016. It was about 7 banks. We got together, put our heads together, and figured out, you know, how can we develop a program that's going to be a one-size-fits-all, because we know that all of our banks are very different and very different sizes. And, you know, we really wanted to offer something that banks with interns, you know, that already had experience hosting interns could use, but also banks that had never hosted interns could use as well. So we've been working to develop that program, and it's definitely an ever-changing program. We're learning a lot each year that we do this. But we did pilot the program in the summer of 2017 with a select number of banks. It was about 7 banks that participated. And then we opened up the program last year for the summer of 2018, and we had 8 banks participate and 21 interns in the program. So we were really happy with that. We're also really excited to share that 6 of the past participants in the program have actually been hired at the bank in which they interned. So that's really exciting, because that really is the ultimate goal, is to get these students into the industry and really, you know, make banking attractive. So with our program, we have, excuse me, just a couple of like overall program goals. We really wanted to create a streamlined and enriching and engaging program that appeals, like I said, to banks that already host interns and they can use this as a supplement, but also to banks that don't typically have interns and they're looking to start, you know, hosting students throughout the summer. We also want to provide, you know, the interns to the banking industry as a whole, so not just have them siloed in like one department. We really want to bring the industry exposure to them while they're at your bank, and while also creating that pipeline of talent. And we also, you know, are just looking to really differentiate between just having a summer employee that's there filling in for folks that are on vacation. You know, the tellers have to leave for a week at a time. So, you know, differentiating from that and what really is a true internship experience with like set objectives and a learning agenda and, you know, rotational format, just so that they really get the big picture of how the bank works. So those are our, you know, 3 just big overall program goals with it. And that those are what we keep in mind, you know, as we're making changes and adjustments to the program each year. So for banks that participate in our program, the VBA kind of has, you know, our set roles and what we're responsible for. And then we have kind of a list of things that the bank is responsible for. So as far as like the VBA, what we provide through this program to our banks and to the interns, we provide like the program timeline, we provide the structure, we provide on-site training opportunities that I'll talk about in a little bit. We provide project suggestions to the banks for the interns to complete during their time at the bank. We also have a pretty extensive list of customizable templates that you can use. All of these are housed on a internship resource website that we make available to all of the participating banks. These templates include templates for evaluations, so like midsummer evaluations, end of the program evaluations. There are goal setting documents. There's templates for an onboarding plan and like a week one checklist. There's templates for the learning objectives that I mentioned. There's templates for just the overall internship timeline that you can really customize and kind of make fit for what you're planning to do with your intern at your bank. We coordinate orientations and also intern and banker networking events. We provide online training options and opportunities. We communicate with the interns on at least weekly bank basis, if not more. And we also communicate with the mentors throughout the summer just to make sure everyone is staying on track and not forgetting about deadlines or meeting opportunities and those types of things. We provide the interns with their own resource website as well, and also the banks, their own separate resource website where all of those templates and the things that I mentioned are housed. And we really just act as a sounding board and a resource for the banks and the interns throughout the summer, because we feel like we're kind of the middleman between all of the banks that are participating, so we really can be there to help support you all. And then at the end of the program, we distribute certificates for the interns that have completed a set of requirements, and I will discuss those requirements in just a little bit. As far as the banks that participate, the banks do have the opportunity to send a banker or two bankers or however many bankers to our mentor orientation that we hold in mid-April, where they kind of get to understand our program, understand the different opportunities that the interns will have throughout the summer. We talk about all of the resources, and it's just a great time for all of the bankers that are going to be hosting interns to really get to know each other and kind of form that community, because you're all going to be in the same boat throughout the summer. We do ask, the bank really is responsible for the recruiting side, so finding the interns, interviewing the interns, and essentially hiring the interns for the summer. If there is any type of college, you know, requirement, you know, if the interns have to do weekly check-ins with their advisors, those types of conversations we do leave up to the banker to have with the intern as far as what their college requirements are. We're happy to help when we can, but we really feel like it's better if that is conversations that are held between the bankers and the interns. And really just, you know, customizing our tools and resources to fit the needs of your bank. So taking what we offer and, you know, kind of picking and choosing and figuring out, okay, what is realistic for the position that we have for the student. And then, of course, throughout the summer, you know, just providing feedback to the VBA about how the program is going, you know, any suggestions that you have, providing feedback to each other or support for each other. You know, sometimes there's a question for the larger group, you know, as far as different things that are going on with the interns. So I'll pause there and see if anyone has any questions about just, you know, what the VBA is responsible for and what the bank is responsible for. Okay. So the next thing I want to discuss is the certificate that the interns receive at the end of the summer. excuse me. So when we built this program, we wanted to develop something that the interns could kind of take away and use as like a resume builder to show the work that they put in throughout the summer. Myself and one of my teammates, Chandler Odom, we presented to a group of community college career center directors earlier in the summer, this past summer. We were talking about their certificate and talking about our program, and they were all just, their feedback was that it was very, very attractive, that the program had so much structure, and that the interns had the certificate to kind of take away, and they could, you know, list that on their resume. They thought that that was a really nice feature. So I'm glad that we're doing this, and I'm glad that we have the requirements that we do. There are 5 requirements that the interns have to complete in order to receive the certificate. So one of those requirements is attending one of our on-site trainings that I'll discuss in a minute. We have 2 on-site trainings for the interns, and they really just have to come to one of the 2. We, of course, would love for them to come to both, but we know that travel sometimes can be tricky. So that's one of the requirements. The second requirement is that they complete the capstone project and presentation that I'll discuss in just a little bit. And that project is based on an industry-wide topic that the interns work on throughout the summer. The third requirement is that they attend some type of community event or community involvement piece, and we kind of leave that up to the bank to decide what that's going to look like. I know for some of the interns, they, you know, you guys do stuff in your communities all the time. So it might be, you know, attending a festival on the weekend, or it might be, you know, being active at a local school, you know, during the day one day. But that really, we leave that up to the bank to determine what that community involvement piece is going to look like. The fourth requirement is that they take one of the four-week online training courses that the American Bankers Association offers through their Banking Fundamentals program. There's three different classes that program offers, but we just require that they take one of those classes. And those are like a four-week online course. But we think that it's really great because they can do that online class kind of as they're able throughout the week. It's very flexible. And we actually, since we're offering this to college students, the American Bankers Association has given us a college student rate that is lower than what you would normally pay if you were just taking that course as a regular participant. And then the last requirement is that we just ask that the interns complete a program self-evaluation at the end of the summer, and that provides feedback not only to us at the VBA, but there's also bank-specific questions, and we share the results of those surveys with the mentors and with the bankers that the interns have worked with. So I'll pause there. Are there any questions about that certificate? Great. And last summer, you know, for some of the banks, the first summer that we did this in 2017, we just mailed the certificates after the summer was over. And last summer, we encouraged some of the bankers to have the students get their requirements done a little bit early so they could actually present the certificates to them at the end of the summer, which I felt was nice. I was actually able to go to a couple of those certificate presentations, and it was just a nice way to kind of end their summer, being able to hand them the certificate in person, you know, on their last day or during their last week. So that was a good change that a lot of our banks made. I did want to talk about the capstone project and presentation a little bit more in depth that I mentioned. So like I said, this is one of the certificate requirements. And this is basically an independent research project that the students complete throughout the summer. And, you know, it's a really great learning opportunity for them to learn kind of an industry challenge or an industry topic. And it's a good conversation starter while they're doing their research. If they're rotating through different departments, they can discuss their topic with different folks that they're working with. And it, you know, it fills some of that downtime that some of our banks expressed as a concern when we first did those surveys. So what we provide is a list of like guidelines for them to use during their project, and we offer different project topics for our banks to choose from. So last summer we had five topic choices for their project. So the interns could either research the topic of fintech, another one was researching an ideal location for a new bank branch. A third option was banks and social media, and how can banks use those platforms to attract not only new customers, but also new employees. And a fourth topic was attracting the next generation as customers and employees. And then the fifth topic was banks in the community. And the intern that did this actually kind of did a deep dive into the world of CRA credit and what that looks like at the bank. So like I said, it's a really great way for them to get to know about an industry-wide topic. And they write a paper, and we also incorporated last year new that they had to do a presentation on their project topic. And we leave it up to the bank as far as, you know, who they're going to present to and, excuse me, when that presentation will take place. But the interns submit their papers to their mentors, and the mentors score the papers using a rubric that we provide to them. And then there's also a rubric to score their presentation. So it's nice to be able to give them some feedback on this project that they've worked on all summer. I am going to pause there and ask for Megan and Amy to kind of discuss how you guys handled the project at your bank, and also like when they did their presentations and who they presented to. So, Amy, do you want to start first?
Sure. Good morning, everybody. We actually had two interns last year, which was great. The first year we had one, and last year we had two. And they were assigned the same topic, which was attracting and retaining millennial employees. And they did their presentation to myself, our president, our executive vice president, and assistant to the president, as well as Monica. She was able to come and join us, which was great. I will say, I think the presentation piece is really important, and I don't think that my two did a great job with it. That's terrible to say, but I wish they had delved a whole lot deeper. They just really skimmed the surface, and I think maybe going forward, I need to check up with them, you know, as it gets closer and see what they have and give them some critique, so they can really understand that they need to go a little bit further. Because like I said, it was just pretty much a boilerplate presentation, and I think the bank could have gotten a lot more use out of it if they had delved deeper. So, but like Monica said, you know, we're learning, and every year we're tweaking things. So I see definitely potential for that presentation for next year.
Yeah, that's great feedback. Yeah, and I definitely think, you know, having those check-ins with them would be really helpful. That's great.
Yeah.
Megan, are you still on the call? I know you've had some kind of crazy weather in your part of the state.
Yeah, our power keeps going off, but it's held strong at the moment. But we at Skyline National Bank this year, I actually had seven interns to manage. So to keep them all in check, I scheduled weekly on Wednesdays, we all met together so that I could make sure they were working on their capstone project and getting their ABA courses done. They didn't work together, but they were all in the same room together, so it kind of encouraged them. Also, me being there and just making sure that they were staying on task was important for them, because the first year we did the program, the interns' feedback at the end of the summer was that we didn't give them enough time to work on the ABA course and the capstone project. The first year, I kind of assumed that they would do it out of the office or just whenever they had time. But, you know, interns don't particularly like working on work outside of work hours. So this year we scheduled it during the day. And that went really well because they got their capstone projects done really early. And we have our interns present to the board of directors at their summer meeting in July that they do. So that puts a lot of pressure on them as well. So I think what Amy was saying is, you know, their interns didn't go deep into it, but since ours were presenting to the board of directors, that's a lot of pressure, and also on me. So I wanted to make sure that they did a good job. So they presented to me. We worked on it for hours pretty much. And they presented to me multiple different times, and I would give them feedback and stuff. So we made sure they went really in depth. And our interns chose the social media project, which went really well because, you know, it's something that they all know about. And we actually had each of our interns choose a different form of social media and research how our bank uses it. And if we don't use it, you know, why we should, how we do it well and what we could improve on. And it was really interesting. And our board of directors loved it. I mean, they were asking them so many questions about hard questions too, like, you know, why they think the bank needs to do it this way and whatnot. But we got a lot of helpful feedback, and we've actually implemented some of the ideas that they came up with, specifically on Facebook and Instagram. So we've already used some of their ideas, which was great. It went really well.
That's great. Yeah, I think, Megan, when you and I have been talking about this, having that dedicated time each week is probably a huge, huge benefit to everybody, because they know that, you know, whether it be Wednesdays or Mondays or whenever, that they know that that's going to be kind of their like VBA internship program day where they can get some stuff done, because it's amazing how quickly the 8 or 9 weeks that they're with you does go by. For sure. No, I think that's great feedback. And the other thing, you know, the first year that we did our program, we had all of the interns research the same topic. So I really liked last year how we gave the banks some choices because we felt like the banks could really go through the five topics and figure out what would be the most meaningful for their bank during that summer. So I think that hopefully that was helpful for our banks to have some choice there. And not all of your interns have to choose the same topic. So, you know, if Megan's seven interns, if they wanted, you know, some feedback on two different topics or three different topics or all five, you know, you can handle that however you'd like, you know, depending on the number of interns that you have. And Megan, your interns did one big group presentation, that's right?
Yeah, they all presented at one time. Yeah.
That's great. Good. And another thing with the Capstone project that we did this past summer, which I thought was really helpful, was at one of our on-site meetings that we actually coordinate with the emerging bank leaders, we had the interns kind of do little mini presentations to our emerging bank leaders steering committee, and the steering committee was able to actually ask them questions and give them some pointers of, you know, things that they should think about within their topic. And I felt like that was really meaningful for the interns, but also to our group of emerging bank leaders. I had a number of them reach out to me after the summer was over asking for copies of the presentations because they were just really excited about all of the research that the interns were doing and wanted to, you know, essentially know the results of their research. So that was a great you know, output from this project for this past summer. So I do want to talk about the different on-site trainings that we offer here. The first one that I'll mention that's part of the program cost is our mentor orientation. So our mentor orientation is for any banker that's going to really be responsible or serve as a supervisor to interns throughout the summer. So some banks send one banker to this orientation. We have some banks that send three or four bankers to this orientation, just depending on who's really going to, you know, be responsible for the interns from start to finish in the program. excuse me, the tentative date for that event for 2019 is going to be Wednesday, April the 10th. And that is just a one-day training here at the VBA. We talk about, you know, the VBA program in detail. Obviously, we'll go through the Capstone project and all of the certificate requirements. We have a presentation each year on, like, internships and the next generation and what the younger generation, you know, their learning styles and those types of things. We do have a lot of roundtable discussion. Last year, we had a panel of past participants that actually Megan and Amy both served on, which was really great because it's really just an idea share, you know, of everybody trying to figure out what they're going to do for the summer with the interns. And then we, you know, give time for you just to kind of start planning the summer and like planning your onboarding plan and just having some other folks to bounce ideas off, I think is really, really key. The next on-site training that we offer is for the interns. So that is an intern orientation. We have that in late May. We find that for most of our interns, it's really during their first week of work, which is great. So our tentative date for that is going to be May 29th of 2019. That's a Wednesday. So the banks will ideally send all of the interns that are participating in our program. We do a banking industry overview. Bruce Whitehurst, our president and CEO, is present for the whole day. We talk about the VBA some and what our role as the association is for the banks in Virginia, because 99% of them didn't even know that there was an association for banks when they walk in the door. We invite a couple of our emerging bank leaders to come and do a careers in banking presentation. So that is always a big highlight of the day because they get to see some young professionals and hear about, you know, their story of how they got into the industry. And I think it's very relatable for them. We obviously go through our program and the different requirements that they have of the summer. There's some roundtable discussion time for them to just get to know each other. And then we also invite in some folks from HR, from here at the VBA, and then also from banks in the Richmond area, or actually anywhere really, to do a like business etiquette training, because we know you can never share that information with young professionals enough as far as business etiquette. So that does take place at the intern orientation. And then the third on-site training that is included in the program cost is the midsummer meetup. So we invite all of the interns back in early July. The tentative date for that is going to be Tuesday, July the 9th for 2019. And again, you know, we would love for all of the interns to come back for that, because this is a chance where we really get to like touch base with them on those capstone projects and on their progress towards all their requirements. We actually hold this meeting in conjunction with our Emerging Bank Leaders Steering Committee. So they get some time to, you know, get to know that young group of professionals. They have lunch together. Like I said, last year we had some capstone project discussion with the EBL members, which was awesome. Bruce is also present at that day as well and does some more industry industry training. And then we have some folks from the VBA just kind of talk more about their roles and how we support the banks in Virginia. We also last year added in a field trip to the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond the day before. So we took the interns that were here. It was almost all of them down to the Federal Reserve and had a tour and a presentation from a member of the Federal Reserve staff. So that was really great. And then we had a Dutch Street dinner the night before the midsummer meetup. So after that field trip, we went to dinner as a group and, you know, just got to know each other a little better. So it's nice just when they can have some time to talk and kind of realize that they're part of a bigger group, you know, from the state. So those are the three on-site meetings. Does anybody have any questions about any of those training opportunities? Okay. So I wanted to just give Amy and Megan some time just to share, you know, any other thoughts that they had about the program. Maybe, you know, y'all could discuss your recruitment process, like how you actually find your interns. And, you know, anything else that you want to share with the group. So, Amy, do you want to start?
Sure. For us, finding interns seems to have been a challenge. On one hand, I'll say it's been a challenge. But we've been fortunate enough that we've gotten them every year through referrals from our directors. So we've had three over the last 2 years, and they all came as referrals from our directors. Because I found, at least where we are located, if you open it up to like the schools, and I did that originally the first year, you know, I put it on the U of R website and the Randolph-Macon website, and you just got a lot of applications from people that are not native to your market per se. And that might be okay for your bank, but we were looking for somebody that was a little more closer to home that, you know, might actually have some interest in the future of getting into banking or coming to work for us. Mm-hmm. So that was really good that we turned it over to our directors or gave them the opportunity to submit some names, and they did. So this year I'm probably going to start soon to reach out to our directors and our employees and start looking for potentials, because most college students that are going to do an internship are looking for it right now. It seems early to us, but they are looking for it right now. So we'll have to start doing that soon. I also would just say that the way we do it here at the bank is I send them on rotations to different departments. So the first year, I felt like some of the departments really weren't sure what to do with them. And it is more work having an intern with you, you know, because you got to keep them busy, and you don't want them doing just busy work. You want them to learn. This year went much better. I think the departments were used to it. They knew it was coming. This is not going away. And three of the departments actually have projects that they wanted the students to do. So the students were able to stay there 2 or 3 weeks in those departments to do some projects that were meaningful, and they could understand, you know, why they were doing it and what the benefit was. So I think it's just really important to get the point across to everybody else in the bank that this isn't a summer teller. This isn't somebody that you can fill in on the line you know, for the whole summer when people are on vacation, because that's not what a true internship is. And going into our third year, I do think that I've finally gotten, you know, most of the staff here at our bank on board with that line of thinking and supporting that.
Yeah, I think what you just said is huge. It's not just one person at your bank that's going to make this successful. It's really got to be a buy-in across many departments, especially if you're going to have them rotate, because the last thing you want to do is put your intern with someone that is not invested in really showing them the way of how what they do supports the overall, you know, goal and mission of the bank. So I 100% agree with that. And I also very much agree with what you said about the recruiting, how, you know, some of these students are finding their internships for the summer of 2019. They found them back in September. So the sooner you can start that process, the better, because you'll just have a better pool of candidates to choose from. So I agree with that for sure. Definitely. Megan, do you want to share anything about your program?
Yeah, so we, since most of our branches are going to be in the rural Southwest Virginia areas, we typically don't advertise at colleges around the area, just because, I mean, we have Virginia Tech and Radford, among other colleges around here, but we advertise locally in where our branches are located. So Floyd, Independence is where our headquarters are. We advertise in the newspapers, and then also on social media, because with our internship program, one of the main requirements for us to hire someone is that they have an interest in coming back home when they graduate. They want to stay in this area because if we invest a lot of time and money and effort into them, and if they have no, they want to go to Charlotte or Richmond, for example, when they graduate, which, you know, a lot of people do, and we don't have issues with that, but it's just not a good fit for us. So we do local papers, and we've also had an established internship program for, I think, 6 years, or five or 6 years. So people just know about it, and so it travels through word of mouth with family and friends, which is an advantage that I have. So we don't have to advertise too hard. We usually get quite a bit of applicants, but we also start late in the game, and that's something that I've been trying to work on, is advertising a little bit sooner, because we don't start advertising till after the January of the of 2019 will start in like February. And so we do interviews in May, which in my opinion is a little late, just because people, the ones who are go-getters are already going to probably have their internships by then, by May. They won't wait until they're done with school that year. But that's something that we're working on, or I'm working on, but it's always worked out for us. We've always had, I mean, we had 7 interns this year. Last year we had, I think 5 or 6, I lose track. And then we also have returning interns. We have second year interns. So I actually had 10 interns this year, but 7 first years. But anyways, so what we do is we start them out in the teller rotation. We do half and half. We always like to say, we give you an internship program. We give you a good understanding of banking, but we also ask that you help us when we need it. So they start out the first 4 weeks on the teller line, and that gives them a really good understanding or introduction to banking in general, interacting with customers, you know, running a teller drawer. They always work with a head teller. You know, they're not left by themselves because it's not enough time to train them. But, you know, they pick up on it really quick. And it goes well for them. A lot of them like it. A lot of them can't stand it. But you get a good mix of it. And then the second part of the summer, we do operational rotations. So what I do is, based on their major and their interests, I will try to schedule them with certain people in the bank, like loan officers or IT. Usually when we have an IT person, we just exclusively put them with IT. But things like that, it's based on their interests and their majors and what they want to do. If someone's kind of undecided or they're just general finance, I'll give them a really big picture of the bank and put them with everybody. And like Amy was saying, she said it at the mentor orientation, how she actually sends out, she types up an email from to look like the president of the bank had typed it, and has the president send it out to the bank to get people on board, because that is a struggle sometimes to get employees on board, because they say they're too busy or they don't care, they don't want to. And that, I think that's going to happen at any bank. But we do the same thing. We get the president on board to get the employees excited about it. And we always send out an email at the beginning of the summer introducing the interns and saying, if you see them around, please, you know, introduce yourself and that kind of thing. But So half teller, half operational rotation. At the same time, they work on their capstone project, the ABA thing, and then they go to the Richmond event. Did that cover that, Monica?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, and I will say, you know, both Amy and Megan do an awesome job getting their interns all around the bank. But, you know, some of these students are going to come and really be interested in one department. Like, they're going to know about banking. They're going to know that they want to be, you know, in compliance or on the retail side or whatever. So, you know, our program is designed to where it would support an intern that's just doing a general rotational format like they've been discussing, or an intern that is in one department, you know, throughout the whole summer. So it's really up to the bank how to structure that. But for a lot of these students that come in, like Amy, I remember your guys when I went to their capstone presentations, just listening to them, you know, when they were talking about what they knew about banking before they started and what they knew after the summer. It was pretty great to hear all of the things that they had figured out about banking. I think one of them even said, you know, I thought it was just a place where I put my money. And, you know, after the summer, I think he had a much deeper appreciation for it. I think it's great to expose them to as much as you can while they're there. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, other employees' attitude makes such a difference, too, because, yeah. I mean, when we were asking those two their favorite parts of the summer, it was certain employees that they worked with.
Yeah, I agree.
A good experience. So.
Yeah, and that's true for anything, for sure. Definitely. Well, just to wrap up our conversations here, I know this has been a long call, but I appreciate y'all staying with us. Program pricing, so all of the things that I've been discussing today, the on-site trainings, all of that is included in program pricing. Our pricing for 2019 is $215 an intern, so $215 an intern. The program price this summer also includes a free job posting, position posting on our VBA Career Center. Last year, we had a number of interns that reached out to me directly wanting jobs, and I was scrambling to find banks that would take them. So we figured having both the job seekers, the internship seekers on our Career Center, and the banks that are participating in our program, their positions on our Career Center would make a lot of sense as far as matching interns to banks that are hosting. So that will be a new feature for 2019. We are going to ask for formal commitments to be made in early 2019, probably by March 1st, just to give us enough time to plan for the number of students that we're going to have involved. So there's going to be more information coming on that, and information about how you can formally commit to participate. I would encourage you, though, if you have not already, to complete the bank interest form that is available on our website. If you go to our website under the Education and Training tab, there's a whole page for the VBA internship program. And on that page, you can complete a bank interest form online. And that just kind of puts you on my list and keeps you on my radar as someone that's interested in the program. It by no means commits you to participating, but it just kind of keeps you in the conversations, you know, as we're hearing from students here. It's a way for me to start playing matchmaker. And like I said, I am recording this call, so it will be made available. But does anyone have any final questions? I definitely want to thank Megan and Amy for your time this morning and being on the call and sharing all your great advice, because y'all have been so great to work with the past 2 years. But does anyone have any questions for me? Okay, well, I really appreciate the time this morning. Feel free to email me or call me. All of my contact information is listed on that website page that I mentioned, and I look forward to hearing from a lot of you for next summer's program. And we'll talk to y'all soon. I hope y'all have a great weekend, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Bye.